Rift Valley fever used to be confined to sub-Saharan Africa, but in 2000 there were outbreaks in Saudi Arabia and Yemen. Sonia Gerard is an epidemiologist at the University of Michigan. She says there's no reason Rift Valley fever couldn't show up here. The disease is transmitted by mosquitoes, just like West Nile, but unlike West Nile, many different species of mosquitoes can carry it.
Most people that get the disease will recover without any long-lasting effects. But it does, in certain instances, cause encephalitis and a hemorrhagic fever that can lead to death.
Gerard says the most devastating effect of Rift Valley fever is on livestock. Up to 30% of a flock of sheep or cattle can be killed during outbreaks. Because it's considered likely the disease will reach the U.S. sooner or later, Gerard says research on developing a vaccine should begin now. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tracy Samilton.